All right, now quiet. It's getting ready to start.
The following is a paid political announcement for Holden Thorpe.
You dragged us over here to see a commercial for Holden Thorpe?
Shh! The man is a fascist. He's like Himmler without the whimsy.
Now, another American for Holden Thorpe.
Hi, I'm Marty Crane.
Oh, dear God.
For 30 years, I was a cop walking a beat in Seattle. Then my hip was shattered by an assassin's bullet. An assassin who wouldn't have been on the street if it weren't for those bleeding hearts we sent to Congress. I used to carry a gun. Now I carry a cane. I'm voting to elect Holden Thorpe. He's running because I can't.
Well?
Oh, Mr. Crane, I don't know what to say. I'm in a state of shock.
Aren't we all?
I mean, you were wonderful. This calls for a celebration. What do you have?
Give me a beer.
Dad? How did this happen?
Well, I took a walk to the park last week, and they were having a rally for Thorpe, so I started to talk to one of his people and told him I was an ex-cop, and next thing you know, they were shoving a camera in my face.
Oh, this is appalling. Those people are exploiting you.
No, they're not. I like Thorpe.
Oh, how could you support that odious little hosehead? I once heard him say, cancer aside, tobacco is good for the economy.
He's gonna put more cops on the street.
Yeah, well, it couldn't hurt now that everyone and his brother's walking around armed. Makes me glad we don't have so many guns in England.
You don't need guns, you got kidney pie. Hello? Duke.
Oh.
Sherry?
I couldn't possibly, Niles. I'm too upset.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you liked it, Duke. That was fun. Hey, I got a lot of showbiz secrets to tell you. You know they can make you cry on cue by pulling a hair out of your nose? What? Really? Oh, guys, quick, over here, Channel 14. They're running my other spot. Hey, Duke, this one was my idea. Remember when Lyndon Johnson lifted up his shirt to show his scar?
Hi, I'm Marty Crane. Crime isn't pretty. And if you don't believe me, look at this.
Can I help you, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. What are your specials today?
Kenyan blend.
No. Still poaching elephants over there. Got something else?
Dark roast Brazilian.
Not until they do something about the loss of our rainforests.
Salvadoran?
No, I've never forgiven them for their human rights violations.
Well, then we're down to the Hawaiian Kona blend. Or have they slaughtered too many macadamia nuts?
That'll be fine, thank you.
Niles, Fraser, I can't stand it. I just walked by an electronics store, and there in the window were 22 television sets, and on every screen was Dad's butt.
I saw it. I don't know which is worse, seeing his butt or what it stands for. Just can't believe that our father is actually endorsing that self-serving fear-monger.
I've been giving this a lot of thought, and I realized Dad isn't the problem. He's just supporting the candidate of his choice. The problem lies with us.
Us? We haven't done anything.
Exactly.
Oh.
The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
Edmund Burke.
I have that quotation in a frame. Keep meaning to put it up in my office, but I never seem to get around to it. Anyway, Fraser, I think the time has come for you and me to get involved.
What are you suggesting?
I propose we throw our support behind Thorpe's opponent, Phil Patterson.
Well, of course, I intend to vote for Patterson.
I had something a little more ambitious in mind. I spoke to some people down at Patterson's headquarters this morning, and your name came up. They'd like you to film a TV spot endorsing their candidate.
Niles, listen, I'd really love to help, but surely you must realize that as a radio psychiatrist, I can't take the chance of alienating my listeners. And the people that need my help might be reluctant to call in if they knew my political views.
Well, I wish you'd at least think about it. A candidate like this doesn't come along that often. He's hardworking. He volunteers weekends at a soup kitchen. He really cares about people. Finally, a politician who believes in the things we believe in.
Buy a box of chocolates, send a kid to camp.
Excuse me, can't you see we're talking here?
Thank you for your call, Susan. We'll be right back after this message.
Crime, it's epidemic. It strikes fast and it can strike you. I'm Holden Thorpe. You should send me to Washington because...
It's better than having you here.
Piece of work, isn't he? Makes it sound like it's either vote for him or be found murdered in your bed.
Oh, I wouldn't be concerned if I were you, Roz. What are the chances of finding you there alone?
Hey, sports fan, how they hanging?
Okay, Bulldog.
I was talking to Roz.
Ten seconds.
So vote for me. My crime program will give the streets back to the people.
That's good. Because with your tax program, that's where they'll be sleeping. Welcome back, Seattle. We'll be back for just one more phone call after this news break. And then next up, Bob Bulldog Briscoe. And the Gonzo Sports Show. I've asked you not to do that.
Way to be impartial, Doc. You know, I happen to think Thorpe's a good man. Why, who are you voting for, that pretty boy Phil Patterson?
Yeah, Patterson's great. His reapportionment plan makes a lot of sense.
Forget it, Roz. He's happily married.
Yeah, so is Thorpe. Go figure. His wife's a cow and he still loves her.
There's a bumper sticker.
Back in a minute.
Hey, I like that little shot you took at Thorpe. Although our next caller doesn't seem to share your opinion.
Oh, really? Well, put him on. I welcome contrasting viewpoints. Hello, Seattle. We're back. Roz, who do we have on the line?
On line one, we have Holden Thorpe. Go ahead, caller.
Crane, Thorpe, let me ask you something. Are you married?
Divorced.
Do you ever serve in the military?
Well, actually, I have congenitally weak ankles. It's a family problem.
I see. So a guy like you, unmarried, didn't serve his country, sees fit to criticize a patriotic family man who fought in the Battle of Grenada. I went in on the first wave, by the way.
On a surfboard, I suppose.
If you ask me, the day we get the likes of you off the radio will be the day America will be a nice, friendly place to live again.
All right. You've said your piece, now you're going to listen to mine. Hang up on me, will you? Well, all right, even though you may not be listening, the people of Seattle are going to hear what I have to say.
No, they won't. The show ended 5 seconds ago. I had to send it to traffic.
Oh, hello there. I'm Dr. Fraser Crane. Many of you know me from my radio show, but today I'm speaking to you as a concerned citizen. As a mental health expert, I've been listening to what my good friend Phil Patterson has to say. I like the way his mind works. He's a visionary, and he cares about the little people. That's why I'm proud to say that I'm behind Phil Patterson for Congress.
Thanks, Fraser. Together, we can live the dream.
Phil Patterson, the same choice.
Okay, guys, give us about 5 minutes to adjust the lights and we'll shoot it.
Right?
Yes, yes, adjust those lights. They need to be lighter and brighter.
Thanks again, Fraser.
Oh, our pleasure, Phil. Crane family has a long history of political involvement. You know, my wife Maris actually has all our servants down at your campaign headquarters licking envelopes.
Thanks.
She'd do it herself, but the poor thing can't produce saliva.
Hello there.
Oh, Daphne, I thought we agreed you'd keep him out of here for 2 hours.
Yeah, well, him around the park, but you know how he gets. He starts whining and whimpering until you can't stand it any longer.
Oh, don't let him talk about you like that, little fella.
She was talking about me.
Hi, Marty Crane.
Phil Patterson. You look familiar, Mr. Crane, but I can't quite place you.
Oh, let me give you a hint.
Dad!
Just trying to help the guy.
My father did a commercial for your opponent.
Yes, it came back to me.
Hello, Daphne Moon.
Hi.
You know, my uncle was a political writer for one of those London tabloids. I can still remember his biggest scoop. The headline read, "High-ranking politician caught wearing women's clothing." Of course, you turned to page 2 and you found out it was Margaret Thatcher, but by then you'd already bought the paper.
Well, thank you, Miss Moon.
Say, Phil, it's getting a little hot in here. You want to step out on the balcony with me? A little fresh air?
Great. Oh, beautiful view.
Thank you. Yes, you know, I feel very lucky living here. I'd like to say I feel lucky to be a part of your campaign as well.
Hey, it's me who's lucky. It's quite a boost for an underdog to get an endorsement from Fraser Crane.
Oh, I don't know if my name carries that much weight.
Oh, come on, people love you. I've listened to your show. Tell the truth, I've even thought of calling in.
Really? What for?
Oh, it's kind of sensitive.
Listen, Phil, as a psychiatrist, anything you tell me will be kept in the strictest confidence. You know, it's funny how the more you bottle things up inside, the bigger they seem to be.
Well, I've never told anybody this before, but okay, here goes. 6 years ago, I was abducted by aliens.
Aliens?
They transported me up to their spaceship for a kind of conference. They're very concerned about what we're doing to our planet. You were right. Now that I've said it out loud, it doesn't seem like that big a deal.
No.
They're ready for you, gentlemen. Come on in here and let's elect a congressman. Fraser? Fraser?
Roll it. And action.
Hello. I'm Dr. Fraser Crane. Many of you know me from my radio show, but today I'm speaking to you as a concerned citizen. A deeply concerned citizen. As a mental health expert, I've been listening to what my good friend Phil Patterson has to say. I like the way his mind works. He's a visionary. And he cares about the little people. That's why I'm proud to say that I'm behind Phil Patterson for Congress.
Thanks, Fraser. Together, we can live the dream.
Phil Patterson. The sane choice. Okay, Dad. God, I'm burning up.
Oh, Fraser, you were a little nervous on that one. Why don't you take a couple of minutes and we'll try it again.
I got mine on the first take.
Fraser, may I see you in the kitchen?
Oh,
what's going on in there? You look like a zombie.
Oh, God, Niles. I've got something I'd really like to get off of my chest. If I told you, I'd be violating a doctor-patient confidence.
Oh, I see. Though, nothing is more sacrosanct than our professional ethics. Fortunately, I know a trick to get around them. For the next few minutes, I'll be your psychiatrist. Then you can spill your guts with impunity.
Well, it's borderline, but I'm desperate.
All right.
Just now, on the balcony, Phil Patterson told me that he had been abducted by aliens. Apparently, he was beamed up to the mothership for a little interplanetary chit-chat.
This is bad, isn't it?
Niles, this is incredible. It's just awful. We're going to look like such idiots.
We The whole thing was your idea. I knew I should never have let you get me into politics.
I just can't believe you have the gall to sit there and tell me you
did. I wanted to know. I want to smoke, and you said no elephants.
Now, stop it. This isn't getting us anywhere. Oh, put that away. All right. What are we going to do?
Well, I think we have to convince Phil to drop out of the race and seek professional help.
If Phil drops out, then Thorpe will win.
Forget it, Niles.
Well, then you can forget education and the environment and funding for the arts.
Are you saying I should still back Phil?
All right, answer me this. Can you tell me with any certainty that in such a vast universe there isn't intelligent life on other planets?
At the moment, I'm not sure there's intelligent life in this kitchen.
All right. Let's assume that it's in his imagination. How often does he see these aliens?
Well, it's only happened the one time. Which might suggest that it was an isolated incident brought on by overwork rather than a pattern of paranoid delusion.
My diagnosis, exactly.
Yes, Phil has worked hard.
Yes.
He deserves his chance.
Yes.
He's still got to seek professional help.
Yes. Yes, there is, but we're not going to turn our backs on him 3 weeks before the election.
No, damn it, we are not. So, will you treat him?
Are you kidding? I'm a doctor, not a miracle worker.
I think it's time I get my eyebrows waxed. I'm starting to get that Romanian peasant look again. Of course, it doesn't help that I didn't get any sleep last night.
Dating a snorer?
You know, Fraser, I'm getting just a little tired of your constant insinuation that I sleep around. I didn't get any sleep because of that idiot, Chopper Dave. When he gets bored doing traffic reports, he likes to buzz people's apartments in his helicopter.
Oh, I can see how that would be annoying.
Well, it didn't bother me much, but the guy was with as a Vietnam vet, and he started having flashbacks.
Greetings, losers! Have you heard the great news?
What, one of your overpaid idols passed his urine test?
Yeah, laugh all you can. Words out about your pal Patterson and those aliens of his.
Oh, my God.
What aliens?
It's all over TV.
How did they find out?
What, are you kidding? You can't keep something like this quiet. Every station in town is serving his bleeding heart up on a platter.
Isn't that just like the media? The day before the election, they find one tiny flaw in a man and they try to ruin his career. Well, you know, I have my own conduit for the public ear. I'm not letting Phil go down without a fight.
What aliens?
It turns out Patterson's got a couple of illegal aliens from Guatemala working in his house. No green cards, no documents, no chance.
Hello, Seattle. I'm back. This is Dr. Fraser Crane, and I have just learned during the commercial break that it has become public knowledge that Phil Patterson, candidate for Congress, believes in aliens from outer space. Not only does he believe in them, he believes he has met with them, that he was beamed aboard their spaceship for an interplanetary tete-a-tete. Shocked? Well, all right. But I say, let's ask ourselves these questions. Does this harmless delusion, most likely brought on by overwork and sleep deprivation, adversely affected his voting record in any way? I ask you while I say no. What great leader doesn't have his little quirks? Ronald Reagan saw astrologers, General Patton believed in reincarnation. Even J. Edgar Hoover let his slip show once in a while. People were talking about a great leader here. We shouldn't concern ourselves with these minor eccentricities. What's important, what really counts, is what's in here. I'm pointing at my chest now.
The results from the last precinct are in. Holden Thorpe has been elected to Congress, garnering a whopping 92% of the vote.
Hey!
Well, at least Mr. Patterson got 8%.
Yeah, well, they must have been counting absentee ballots from the planet Krypton.
Oh, come on now, Dr. Crane. It wasn't all your fault. I'm sure having those Guatemalans in his home would have cost him some votes anyway.
Those Guatemalans were exchange students. Phil was giving them free room and board as a goodwill gesture between countries.
Well, I'd like to stay here and gloat, but I gotta get changed to go to the big celebration down at Thorpe headquarters. Hey, you're welcome to tag along if you'd like. You're quite a hero down there.
No, thank you. Stupid, stupid, stupid!
When will I learn it hurts when I do that? Oh, Phil. Come on in.
Fraser, thank you. Just came by to return this good luck tie you loaned me.
Yes, Phil, I saw you wearing it on television when you made your concession speech.
A little embarrassing having to do it before lunch. But it gave me some time to run some errands and pick up my dry cleaning.
Phil, I am so sorry about the misunderstanding.
Oh, it's okay. I know you didn't do it on purpose. You thought you were defending me.
The people of Seattle deserve something better than Holden Thorpe.
That's politics. And it's just one election. I'll be back.
You really think you can?
Well, maybe I'm a dreamer, but I like to believe anything's possible.
Phil, I've got to ask you. Do you really believe it happened?
I honestly wish I could say it didn't, but it did. I guess you'll never believe it unless it happens to you.
So, what's next for you?
Maybe I'll run in California. A thing like this could actually help me there.
Anything's possible.
Oh, very funny, Chopper Dave!
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Quite stylish.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.